This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a life and death question. What exactly does cruel and unusual punishment mean? First, politics and a song. The Missouri Waltz, familiar to listeners from the Show Me State, no doubt. It's their official song. It's also our way of introducing an occasional series on Day to Day. Our partners at Slate are examining the swing states in this year's presidential race, the states that either the Republicans or the Democrats could win in November and which both are targeting. We start today with Missouri. Day to Day's Madeline Brand spoke with Slate writer Chris Sullentrop, who went to Missouri to find out how it might swing in November.
Chris, let's start with a quick profile of Missouri's recent presidential predilections. In 2000, Missouri went for
George W. Bush.
By how big a margin?
Bush 50%, Gore 47%, Ralph Nader 2%.
What about the last 10 elections?
Missouri has voted for the winning presidential candidate every time. In fact, except for 1956, it's voted for the winner every time since 1900.
And what's the party breakdown of Missouri voters?
On the one hand, we don't know. Missouri voters don't register their party affiliation. But a pollster I talked to said partisanship in Missouri breaks down almost exactly the way the nation breaks down.
And how many electoral votes are up for grabs?
11.
Okay, so let's talk about what you found in Missouri. You went to college there, and you grew up in neighboring Kansas. And you write that people in that region, in the Midwest, like to think of themselves as true Americans, more American than people on the coast, let's say. How does that work in politics?
Politically, this is the greatest Missouri cliche, but it really is a microcosm of the country. That you have these two blue coasts of St. Louis and Kansas City, by blue, by which I mean Democratic, according to the map of the 2000 election that is famous now. And then you have this big red swath in the middle. And though the blue sections are geographically much smaller than the red sections, population-wise, it all works out to 50-50.
Now, despite Missouri's tendency to swing from Republican to Democrat, you found that it's actually shifting more firmly toward the GOP side. And why is that?
Partly because Kansas City and St. Louis are losing population relatively to the rest of the state. The Republicans have taken over the state legislature, both houses of the state legislature, for the first time in a long time. Also because even Missouri Democrats tend to be pro-gun and pro-life. And so the National Democratic Party has sort of fallen out of favor.
But still, Missouri is not definitely sewn up for George Bush. And you interviewed Larry Weber. He's the executive director of the Missouri Catholic Conference. He said two issues in particular could hurt the president.
A lot of kids are coming home on their back from Iraq. And if gasoline's over $2 a gallon, particularly in this state, it's going to kill him. I drive 22 miles to work every day. And back. My wife drives the same. She also works here in Jefferson City. A lot of folks in rural areas have, commutes like that.
So, Chris, do you think Larry Weber is right?
Well, sure, he's right in the sense that, the war and the economy are going to be what the entire election across the country plays out on. Specifically to Missouri, he's right that the thing that really flabbergasted me when I was there was that gas was $2 a gallon there, just like it was on the East Coast, and $2 in Missouri is a lot more. I mean, you can buy an extra value meal at McDonald's still in Missouri for $3, which you can't do in Washington, D.C. But there are other local issues that will play into the election there. There may be a gay marriage state ban on the state constitutional amendment ban on the ballot in the fall. And, issues like that are also going to be a factor.
And how is John Kerry doing in the rural or so-called outstate areas of Missouri?
Well, probably not all that well. I mean, it's a sort of a 60-40 Republican-Democrat kind of area. But the Kerry campaign's not giving up on picking off a few voters here and there in those areas. The interesting question about the outstate areas is how it plays into Kerry's decision to pick Dick Gephardt, whether or not he should pick Dick Gephardt as his vice presidential candidate. One Democrat I talked to said Gephardt actually comes with three strikes against him in Missouri. He's a congressional candidate who's never run statewide. He's perceived as a national Democrat, not a Missouri Democrat, and he's from St. Louis, and people in St. Louis don't run well statewide.
So bottom line, which way do you think Missouri will swing come November?
Well, barring a electoral landslide by John Kerry, I think it's going to go for George W. Bush, if the election's close.
Chris Sullentrop is one of the Slate writers who will be assessing the swing states in this year's election, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And that interview by Day-to-Day's Madeline Brown.